This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Christine Peterman. Christine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Christine, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So I am currently a digital asset manager with a company called InOcean out in Huntington Beach, California. We work with an auto company called Hyundai, and I am in charge of running their asset management site here.
Christine, how does global marketing communications of an auto company use digital asset management?
So we use it to basically hold our content that we create for our auto campaign. So we create images like still images, photography files, CG assets, CG images, and we have to have a way to store those images somewhere. So we create a DAM site to store that content so other users outside of our company can come in and potentially look at those images and see if they want to use it for their part of their campaign.
Christine, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
Biggest challenge would probably be usage rights, making sure that all users understand what they are grabbing, what the usage rights for that particular image is, and if they're going to use it properly. And I think having a DAM site has succeeded in that. So you have people looking at metadata through the asset management site to see, okay, can we actually use this image for our purposes? Or is this purely for social media only and we can't use it for something for like a print ad? Successes is more people understanding what metadata is and understanding what usage rights of an image is.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
DAM is very important for any company that creates content. You have so many internal users as well as external users that want to use your content. So you need to have a location, a repository to house that content that you are creating. You need to have a good DAM site to share your content, whether it's a person who is internal or an external user. Metadata is very important. Knowing what the metadata is, whether it's a still asset or a video asset, knowing who created that asset, knowing what the usage rights is, and any particular product information, especially if it's a vehicle or, say, a consumer product, you need to know exactly what that product is. And so internal and external users can actually do keyword searches and search by that on your DAM system.
Great. Well, thanks, Christine.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit anotherdampodcast.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.